This is a Real Ghost Stories Online Extra.
Hey, my name is Dylan. I just recently started watching the show, and I thought I would call in and tell you my story. So, when I was little, I didn't really feel too much around me. My family doesn't really talk about ghosts. My aunt talks about some stories where she claims to see her grandmother. She has told me many stories of how plates and dishes in her cabinets have moved and fell without answers to how. But when I was little, I really didn't too much. As I got older, I seemed to become more open to things. I should say, I live with my grandparents and was in their house. And this is where I usually feel most of the spirits, or whatever it is. I happened to be in my room one night on my phone, and sometimes you can hear things throughout the house. Their house is not too old, but been around for a few years. And usually whenever I just pass it off as it's the air conditioning or something. But recently they got hardwood floors put into their house. We had carpet, and we took all the carpet out and put hardwood floors in, except for the bedrooms. So some nights you can hear it's coming from the dining room, which is right outside my bedroom. There's a hallway and then archway that leads into the dining room. Most of the time we just say it's the dogs or, you know, usually try to play it off as what it could be to make it not sound as bad as it is. But recently I heard some footsteps and I decided that I wanted to get up and go to the kitchen. And this night I was recording it on my phone, and I walked out, you peeked around the corner, and obviously didn't see anything. It was pitch black in the house. I walked to the kitchen, and in the kitchen we have a bar, and then across from the bar is the dining room, and then behind the dining room is our sunroom, and we have the glass doors usually always open. The sunroom, and it was a dark, it was nighttime, so it was dark outside, and I'm standing in the kitchen, and I look out to the sunroom, and there's just this black shadow, and I'm just staring at it, and I had to look away because I didn't really know what I was looking at and didn't know if I wanted to see what I was looking at. So I actually got a glass of water, and we have two entrances into the kitchen. One leads into the living room, and one leads to the dining room. I was walking out of the entrance that leads to the living room, and we have a front door in the living room. So I walk out of the kitchen, and I stand on this one rug we have right outside the kitchen archway. And I hear three loud bangs simultaneously come from the front of the house, and look around, no one's awake, and nobody heard it but me, and I also got it on camera. I recently deleted the video because I didn't want the memory of it, but as many people, I did not go to the front of the house. I ran to my bedroom and shut the door and tried to go to sleep. The night, I just constantly felt like there was something watching me or there was something in the house. I don't know exactly it was. I probably never will, and I don't know if I want to. Anyways, thanks for listening to my story. Bye.
If you want access to more Real Ghost Stories, become a premium subscriber to Real Ghost Stories Online. Sign up now through Apple Podcasts and try it for 3 days free. Not on Apple? Go to patreon.com/realghoststories or ghostpodcast.com.